Do the right thing because it's right. This is instant inspiration from Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. We're in the high desert here. And today, a really lovely day. Temperature outside is 83.
Wow.
And the mountains are just aglow with the warmth of the sun. The breeze is a little fresh, but not cold. Just pleasant, really making it nice. You walk out there and you just feel very pleasant. It's wonderful. Do a thing right because it's right. What does that mean? Does that mean that everything that's right we should do? Or that whatever we should do it right? Well, I think a little bit of both. Everything that's right we should do. In other words, everything that we know that we do in the entire universe, in our entire daily activities or wherever we go around the world, it should always be right. It should always be correct. It should always be honest and honorable. And if it isn't, expect to have repercussions. Don't expect them. They'll come without you expecting them. But be ready, because when you violate the principle, which is you, which is your choice. Now, this is not a nice thing to say again, but the mafia man, his principle was that whatever the boss says was right. Now, the minute his principles were changed or messed up, he was no good as a mafia man. He was no good. And so it is with human beings in every other way. The minute we know the truth and we do not follow it, we're as good as dead, because we're not doing what's right. Now, should we not know what's right from the mores of a community? Should we not know what is right? That's one thing. But you have a pretty good idea. You watch what's going on in the world that you're in. If you're visiting a foreign country, you watch how the people drive their cars, and then you drive likewise. You watch how the people walk down the street, and you do it likewise, perhaps. You watch how people eat meals in the restaurants, how they use the cutlery and so forth, and you do likewise. You don't want to stand out. Now, you'd be standing out if you were, say, using your feet to eat with, because you didn't have any hands. And people would totally accept you, whatever you're doing. They say, it's wonderful that you can take care of yourself. However, if you have hands and you're using your feet, people think that's a little bit discourteous. And it is. Because when in Rome, do as the Romans do, they say. Now, if it's wrong in Rome, it's wrong in Rome. If it's wrong in Rome, does that mean it's wrong in London?
Mm-hmm. No.
Quite likely. Well, look at London. Where do they drive in London? They don't know what the right side and the left side of the road is, you know. And they drive on the wrong side of the road according to Rome and according to us. And why, you know, why they'd have such a habit? It started someplace. It started someplace. And it's in several of their possessions, too, that it continues. But if it's right to do those things, then you do them. If it's wrong, you drive on the wrong side of the street here in the United States, and you're going to find yourself in trouble, not just with the police, but every other car, too, that goes along and says, what's the matter with you? Don't you know the rules? Don't you know the program here? Where are you from? Oh, no, I'm not from this planet. I'm from Mars. Oh, I understand. Okay. Well, Mr. Martian, I think you need a chauffeur.
Oh, that's a good.
And so you get a chauffeur for him, because he just doesn't know the rules. And also, what else? He sees the rules, but he doesn't want to comply with them. You see? I mean, it'd be just as easy to switch this way or that way. It'd be just as easy. But you have to want to comply with them. Because if you don't comply with them, then it doesn't matter what the rules are. You're going to do your own thing. and you're going to pay the consequences. And this is what people do. Do the right thing because it's right. Now, right is an R word, isn't it? Right is a relative word. It's right depending upon what culture you're in. It's right to eat just coconuts and things like that when you're on a desert island and that's all there is to eat. You better like it. You better eat it. And what do the Eskimos eat?
Blubber.
Blubber. And what is blubber?
Fat.
Blubber is the fat of the whales and the seals and all sorts, and bears and stuff. Because when you see the pictures of the bears laying on the ice and playing around, you think, why aren't they cold? Their nose is right out there, you know. Their nose doesn't have this. And their eyes, you know, they're just normal eyes. They open them up like ours. And yet they don't freeze. And their teeth, you know, they don't freeze. And they go down into the water, and they have to have their eyes open to chase something, you know. They're down in that cold water, you know. And it's salt water. That's not something that we find very comfortable. And yet they are adapted to that. Now, it's right for them to do that. Now, what do you think would happen if they dove into fresh water?
They would be utterly surprised.
They would say, yeah, this is a little different. You know, but they would not have stingy eyes because they have already acclimated their eyes for the seawater not to have stingy eyes. See, they're already acclimated for all that. So if they dove into fresh water, they'd say, something missing here. I sink. It's not as buoyant as salt water. But you see, you have to do what's right. You have to do what's right wherever you are. And if you don't know what's right, you better find out real quick. Because you're going to be expected to do it. Now, it is a relative word. And it has relative repercussions. If you know that it's not right to eat nightshade and you eat it, you could die. It's a poison. Now, the Indians used nightshade as a medicine. And medical doctors today use nightshade in some of their prescriptions. It's a very shocking thing on the system in very minute portions. And it causes the system, like nitroglycerin would do, you know, get your heart going when it stopped. And it has a lot of power. However, take just a little too much, and then that's good night. And not taking enough, and it doesn't take care of what it's supposed to do. But it's really fascinating. Really fascinating. You know, we watch shows like the Fat Greek Wedding, and we think to ourselves, ha ha, isn't that funny? Ha ha, isn't that funny? No, it isn't. That is a tradition with the Greeks doing their wedding just that way. And when you stop laughing, because it is so colorful and so filled with happiness, when you stop laughing and you start really paying attention, each significant thing was done for a very definite reason. Now, why do you think the boys were so mean to the young man? Telling him to say naughty things in Greek to the other relatives. What do you think? Is he touched? Remember? Mm-hmm. Is he touched?
He was not.
He wasn't touched. He said, hey, you guys, that's not good. You don't want to do that. He said, oh my gosh, I cannot open my eyes in front of these people around here, you know. No, he just said, hey, you guys, that's not nice. And then, of course, Papa goes, punches the son, and he says, ah, you shouldn't do that. But he meant you should. Because that was all part of the tradition, part of the game. And it was right to do that. And now, if this young man was not as cool as he was, he would have been chased away a long time before by the way the family treated him. You know, my daughter is 32 years old, but you have to come and ask me for permission to go on a date with her. I think if it was a Greek coming to ask her, it would have been all right. Mm-hmm. See, that would have been okay. See, that would be right. But since it was a non-Greek courting his daughter, who he was very Greek and she was very Greek, no way. And like the girl said, she says, why do you like me? I mean, why do you want to be with me? I mean, I've got nothing but problems for you. I've got nothing but confusion in my home. And then whenever my family meets, they all meet. They all come down, you know. And she says, can you handle that? He says, I'm marrying you. And when I marry you, I'm marrying the family. And I can still be my independent self. I haven't said no to anybody, but I haven't said yes. He's going to be himself. Now, did you notice? Their yard wasn't fixed up like the daddy's yard. Mm-hmm. That would have been the right thing to do, but it was his choice. And the little girl, the same as she was, do I have to go to Greek school? You know? And it's just part of the world that turns. And these are the things that are right. And it was right for them to go to, just think. Now, you are so unaware of this, it probably doesn't mean a thing to you. But just think, if we here in America were required to have a second and third language, if we were required to learn our heritage language, like German for me, and Italian for my friends and so forth, and French, we had people of all nationalities, and they did their best to hide their nationalities, to hide everything, and just to become Americans. And it would have been so nice if, with the love that this Greek man had for his family, he says, no. Now, do you know that's from a Greek word?
Everything
was from a Greek word, even if it wasn't. He had a good imagination. He brought it up. And it's so beautiful. But you see, that was right. That was right. And the family knew it was right. And the family knew that whatever their father did, he did it for their highest and best. He may have made some mistakes by overkill, but not underkill. And that's the beautiful thing about do the right thing because it is right. Do the right thing because what's right for the Greek family might not have been right for a German family. And yet the German family has just as much tradition and just as much chutzpah as anybody else, you know. It's really amazing. And you look at your Jewish families, my goodness sakes. And your Italians, oh my, you know, their hands never settle down. And the French, you know. And the Eskimos, always rubbing noses. See, there's traditions. Traditions in there, where you bring the wild man of Borneo over here naked and you know, walk him up and down the streets and visiting people, the people would say, yes, so nice to meet you, looking up into the sky. But it's not right. And this is true for people who come to visit this country and they wear their native costume. That's really not right because they want to set themselves apart. And when they set themselves apart, they don't learn, because people won't do things that are normal customs to do here when a person is showing off their Arabic tribe or their French or Greek or Italian and stuff like that. But when they have a real show of learning the English language, now our Mexican friends down here who are our international travelers through this area, every child in Mexico basically grows up wanting to come to America. If not every child, almost. You would think that they would teach English in their schools just as powerfully as they would teach Spanish, so that when they have intercourse with the United States, the kids or the adults would be more harmonious, would just flow with it. Now, we too, I think the border states here, should learn Spanish to speak like Texas and New Mexico and Arizona and California and so forth, you know. We should all learn to speak Spanish. That should be part of our requirement in school. And up north on the Canadian border, they should learn to speak Canadian and French. And up on the Nova Scotian border, they should learn to speak whatever they speak there. Perhaps it's Nova Scotian. But it's quite charming. It's quite charming. If we just always do what is right, because it is right. We will find that we will do more right than we ever dreamed of doing, and maybe it's about time we do that. So, have a good day. I love you very much, and know that everything is in divine order.